52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Greenbelt.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. U.S. warplanes shot down another something small. They're not saying it was a balloon or whatever. No people in it. Debris fell onto frozen waters and land in Alaska.
I will give credit to our pilots that they're very capable in terms of looking at an object, assessing whether or not this had the potential to be manned at that altitude, something that small. Very, very unlikely that it was manned.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder. FBI agents found an additional classified document as they searched former President Pence's Indiana home. A U.S. response team is in Turkey, where more than 23,000 are dead after an earthquake there and in Syria. The president welcoming Brazil's President Lula da Silva to the White House.
I affirm the United States' unwavering support for Brazil's democracy.
The leaders talked about Ukraine, migration, stopping tree cutting in the rainforest. Mr. Biden will visit Poland later this month to mark a year since Russia invaded Ukraine. This is ABC News. The team that saved the life of Bills safety Damar Hamlin after his heart stopped on the field during a game last month will be honored at Sunday's Super Bowl.
One day after he won the NFL Players Association Alan Page Community Award.
One of my favorite quotes, it's a blessing to be a blessing.
And he made a surprise appearance on stage at NFL Honors to thank the medical team that saved his life. Bills safety Damar Hamlin sitting down exclusively with ABC's Michael Strahan talking about the NFL trainer who administered CPR.
I owe Denny my life, literally. You know him just, you know, he loves to say he was just doing his job, but that night he was literally the savior of my life, you know, administrating CPR on me.
More of Hamlin's interview will air Monday on Good Morning America.
ABC's Alex Stone. The number of migrants taken into custody last month for crossing the southern border illegally were down 42% from December, hitting a two-year low. Officials credit new planned asylum pathways for migrants from Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Cuba. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants to increase spending for the Department of Veterans Affairs by $24 million. $9 million would go toward new programs for veterans. Almost $8 million would be used to hire new nurses or give current nurses at the state's veterans' homes raises. The governor unveils his full budget proposal next week. Former Packers star quarterback Brett Favre is suing two sports commentators and Mississippi's state auditor for defamation. The lawsuits accuse Pat McAfee, Shannon Sharp, and Shad White of lying about Favre in the media. Favre has long denied he knew he was part of a plan to divert welfare money to build new sports facilities at his alma mater. In sports, the Bucks beat the Lakers last night. Earlier yesterday, Milwaukee got former Marquette star Jay Crowder in a four-team trade. Milwaukee sent point guard George Hill to Indianapolis. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it!
We did. Well, we're almost done. We almost did it.
We still got to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin. You're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll be woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome to the Friday night start of Outside the Pizza Box. So that must mean you're tuned in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And we are broadcasting, well, we're part of the Civic Media Network. Ooh, broadcasting live out of Solidarity Realty Studio. I am Pizza Box Mike, and I do have Evan, or as they call you, Evo.
It's true. It's a true moniker. And you know what? They didn't even just dig it up, you know, like, oh, you have a funny name on the radio. That's been following me for, you know what? I'm an old man now for 20 years.
You're an old man, huh? We are Evo. E-V-O.
I like it.
Anyway, just, you know, for the next hour, we just need people to, sit back, relax, and unhinge with the pizza box. Because that's what I'm all about. For people that don't know me or are new to this show, because this is a different time zone now, I'm all about, you know, truth and justice and ending racism and inequality. And that pretty much sums me up. I think we can go now, right? But seriously, living in Wisconsin my whole life, basically, not that I'm not, you know, well-traveled. I mean, my ex-wife is from Jamaica, and, you know, my children, my oldest son especially, is quite worldly, living in South America with his wife that he met, and so he's Jamaican, she's Mexican, I'm Irish, and the grandkids, so I tell ya. But I've been doing, you know, activism, fighting for truth and justice, right? It led me into the Capitol. And from there, the fight for 15, and then meeting candidates and presidential candidates, and even Obama got a chance to meet me, right? As a leader of the fight for 15. And I received an award from this, you know, from the Poor People's Campaign. Because I volunteered my time and stood up for people that are less fortunate and have no path that this old white guy had, because you think you're old, Evo. It'll be 62 this year. And then struck down with, you know, cancer and COVID and all this stuff, bouncing back, and here we are again. And yes, I will be displaying pizza boxes at the Capitol the next 2 weeks during February, when they have 4 days next week and the week after. Yes, I like to go down there and let them see what... What's recorded on these pizza boxes is actually history. And a lot of it really is. And should be in a museum, but I'm not done with them yet, right? They're still functioning today, 10 years later from when we stood up for democracy in Wisconsin and we literally got our asses kicked. You know, cheating and gerrymandering and packing the courts with activist right-wing judges. You know, everything. Wow. So we had last week off, right? Enough of the intro. It's time to move on. We missed last week. And so the one thing that really, you know, listen, this week's show is about how socialism doesn't suck, okay? It doesn't. I know they use it in ways to, you know, especially when the Republican Congress decided that they needed to write a bill to prevent socialism in America being legislated. And then 100 Democrats signed on with them and like 84 Democrats didn't, which are, listen, I've tried to explain, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I am a progressive. And the people that didn't sign on to that are progressives. And the reason why we don't sign on to things like that is because you guys have slid so far right, the cheese is off your cracker, okay? You're really going to waste time. It must be, is there pressure coming from all angles? Is that why they have to come back on this attack on socialism? And I've explained before, my son's enjoying socialism in South America. Yes, there are some drawbacks, yeah? But not when it comes to healthcare. Going to the hospital, taking your children there, and you don't have a bill, right? Sometimes there's a couple bucks here or there, something like that. But not literally. The people can go to the hospital and get treated, and they don't have to prove that they have insurance. They don't have to give like all this information that I had to do this week for my mom. And I'm really, you know, I'm doing this show with a heavy heart. My mom is in intensive care, and I went and saw her today, and she collapsed and on Wednesday, and she stopped breathing. You know, it's kind of like the football player thing. I wasn't there. She was at her sister's, and they thankfully one of her sisters started doing CPR, and then by the time the EMTs got there, they took over, and you know, they got to use a machine and broke a couple of her ribs. Poor thing. I went to see her, and she hasn't regained consciousness yet, but they had her in a coma to protect her, and so now it's like, you know, we're waiting to see if you know, they're, all the meds are coming out of her and everything, and maybe she'll come around. But you know, I had to try and find her social security number because for whatever reason there was nothing in her wallet for her Medicare or anything like that. And, you know, literally that slows things down in our healthcare system if you don't have the social security number or the Medicare so that they can access your records and get things going. It's kind of sad. You know, a cat or a dog gets quicker attention in an emergency situation. What's a cat's ID number? Huh? So there's one reason, you know, hospitals, there's another example, doctors, healthcare, that's socialism, folks. The fire department, the police department, public education, which we've seen just destroyed, basically, right? Reminds me of when Betsy DeVos was at the Capitol. She's nothing to do with education her whole life, and make her the head of the education in Washington so that they can privatize schools. Dumb us down further than we are already. My God. It's sad. My mom's a teacher. My mom's a retired teacher. My dad was an elementary school principal, man. They dedicated their lives to educating children and giving them avenues and encouraging them and diversity. Encouraging all that. And now it's like, oh, yeah, you go down to Florida. Yeah, DeSantis, you know, you can't teach about any kind of sexuality, sexual reproduction, culture, war stuff, woke. Oh, you can't talk about what happened in slavery. Clan DeSantis. And I'm watching the Republicans. Oh, wait, we're going to roll out. Oh, we got all this. We've got all these fine candidates just lining up to run for president. You didn't have a fine candidate anywhere in your party, man. Which was pretty obvious when this week's State of the Union address happened. And so I don't want to get into that because should I go to Jason Hafeman, man? Jason, what's happening?
Hey, how are you, Mike?
You know, Friday night, didn't get paid. That's all right, though.
Man, look.
I know this used to be the Packer thing, and I only think I called your show once, and you're already doing it. This, by the way, folks, was my fine producer and engineer on Saturdays. And now Evo's finding the same thing out on Friday night that, I don't know, Jack, man, you guys got to do everything. I'll just talk.
I have to train Evan to make sure that he throws you off as often as I always. That's my one thing. I was always good at getting you off track. Hey, I just wanted to welcome you to Friday night. Congrats on the show being there. And I read stuff about your mom. Really sad to hear about that. You know, I don't pray, but I'm trying to give good vibes out there.
No, I saw your response, and I appreciate that. And you know, that's all I said was pray for my mom, right? Because I didn't, you know, it's not about talking about what it's just. I mean, my mom's taken care of me since I got, well, my whole life. Okay, quite honestly, but since I got sick in 2016, and she opened her house up to me, and I know people are envious. You don't pay anything, any of the bills or anything. It's like, what? Are you jealous?
Yeah, but you care for her and you look after her and you guys are a team. So that's, you know, that's part of the gig. I'm really sorry to hear.
Yeah, I'm hoping, happening. Jason. I really am, and trust me, I broke down. I've mourned. I've grieved, and I'm prepared to do that again if this doesn't work out. But I got to talk to her, and it's for some reason I just know she heard everything I said.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Brother.
It ties back into, you know, the healthcare stuff. Gosh, just isn't that something? Isn't that something that if we could just get that figured out here in this country, how many people's lives could be different, how much easier it could be, it should be?
Yeah, well, you know what? Capitalism teaches everybody that it's for profit, not people, right?
Hmm.
Yeah, capitalism over socialism. Fair wages for all. You know, and socialism is people, is about the... It's the sum of the people benefiting from resources and all the institutions that we have here, not just the few. And that's the problem with capitalism at this point. It's so corrupt and so, you know, and I don't know. Did you watch the State of the Union, Jason?
I got the cliff notes from you. I followed your post on Facebook talking about, you know,
well, that was the next day. I couldn't believe it. I really, you know, and I'm so upset that I didn't do up some popcorn and watch it, because I mean, if you didn't notice, Joe Biden was just like eating it up, wasn't he? I mean, he was kind of looking over his shoulder, smirking, going, can you believe this? Or just, it was just awful. And the smirking Kevin McCarthy, you know, looking just like Robin Voss and shaking their head and doing their stuff. But then when those baboons in the back of the Congress there, that was when I mean, gosh, you know, how many times does Marjorie Taylor Greene want to be compared to a howler monkey and have the howler monkey look better than her?
I'm glad you're around on Friday nights, man. People need you. We need your voice, Mike.
Well, I got to stay awake. You know, this guy goes, I get up before the devil every day, and appreciate it, Jason.
You just gotta get your naps in.
Yeah. We'll be back. We'll break through on the other side.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies tonight with a low of 17. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Lows level off around 24 tomorrow night. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 21.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Definitely before
definitely
the
a good shot. Yep, yeah. No doubt. Thank God, because White made that shot.
Yeah, that was a great,
so
great make there, too.
The dangerous August Audley back in the game. Duncan's going to come in and give Check a rest with two fouls. 6:43 is your time remaining. 15-14 in favor of the Raccoons. Inbound from Mayfield to Audley, covered by Robinson. Into the corner to Mayfield. Long three. That's off. Rebounded by Check. Gets it over to Robinson. Robinson now moving the ball up to Cook. Cook well covered by Canigliaro. Cook driving. Cook turnaround jumper. Yes, Tyron Cook. 8 points for him. Beautiful drive by Cook. And the Black Shirts are in the lead again. 16-15. 6:20 is your time remaining in the first half. Connor.
Another mid-range jumper by Tyron.
So Canigliaro, center court, gets over to Mayfield on the right wing. Hits a driving Lumens. Oddly now, Canigliaro has it again. He's in the right backcourt. Well guarded. Canigliaro all the way over to Lumens. Lumens gets it out to Mayfield, top of the key. Mayfield, that looks like Adams has it again. We got a foul here. It's another one on Tadioka, looks like. Boyd was posting. The ref didn't like the physical pressure Teddy Oak was putting on it. I really didn't see much there, Connor, so very disappointed with the call. That was against Teddy Oak, correct? Yep. Says it on the scoreboard. So two on Teddy Oak coming off the bench. And ball gets knocked out of bounds. Great defense by the Black Shirts defending the inbound. Black Shirt ball. Karinko's going to come in for Tadioka, who leaves with 3 points and two fouls. Some good defensive play. Unfortunately, had a couple tough calls against him. Robinson now has it for Moreau. He gets over center court, into the corner to Karinko. Moreau's time to keep for three. Moreau's, oh, off the front of the rim. That was on target, just a little short. Boyd with the rebound. Canigliaro has it. Canigliaro's. Audley all alone. Audley misses the layup. Great defense by Robinson's going vertical with him. Hands in the air, straight up. Cook has it now in transition. Cook to Karinko from the wing. Cook looks three, but gives it over to, actually does Karinko to Cook. Cook for three. Yes, sir. Cook it. Swirled around a little bit. 11 points on three trays. 5:06, and it's a 19-15 Blackshire lead. Biggest lead of the game. Caniglio driving slowly up center of the court. There's the big trademark O'Connor Block O at the center key. Dish it to Voight. Voight into Arch. Back in the game. Caniglio in the corner. Back to Voight. Voight, a beautiful dish to Audley. Audley reverse layup misses, but he gets the foul. That's going to go against Moreau. Good defense there by Moreau. Audley's been tough underneath. That's Charlie's first foul. They call him Charles Moreau, so I think they figure he's got a future as an author. Charles Dickens Morose. First free throw. Oddly, yes. Three for three and free throws from Oddly, reducing the black shirt lead to 19-16. Second free throw from Oddly. And with that, Oddly becomes the leading scorer. He takes the leading scorer crown back from Cook. 12 points for him. The Cook's 11. Burrows on the inbound hits Robinson. Again, full court press, zone press. Not as much pressure from O'Connor. Backing off a little bit, seeing how well the black shirts have broken it. 4:34 is your time remaining in the first half. A well-played first half by both teams. Karinko for a long three. Yes, for Karinko! Tommy Trey, they call him. 22-17. 4:22. Art is dribbling the ball up for the Raccoons. And an errant pass. Some confusion with some new players in the lineup there. Having trouble getting a number on this channel. This is number two, Phil Borgman. We've seen him before. Number 24, Trevor Mozeszewski is in the game as well. Mozeszewski, I believe. Cook, top of the key, over to Moroz, right backcourt. Tight man coverage here. Karinko has it, right backcourt now. Over to Robinson, top of the key. Robinson threatens three. He dishes into the corner to Duncan. Duncan drives, beautiful pass, but knocked away. It was a little too low at the legs there. Good idea by Duncan, but... Here comes Conigliaro on the Raccoons now. Conigliaro guarded by Cook. Good rotation by the Raccoons. And Mashievsky has it. Dishes in, knocked away. Robinson can't get a handle on it, but great defense by Daniel Robinson. Mashievsky trying to dish it to Arndt. Arndt was posting. So Arndt will inbound from the side in front of the black shirt bench. And number zero, Lucas Hoffman in the game. Inbound. Great little move by Arndt, but it won't fall. Rebounded beautifully by Karinko. Over to Robinson. Great defensive stand there by the Black Shirts. Robinson driving, nowhere to go. Kicks it all the way back out to Moroz, to Duncan, back to Karinko, all the way around the court. Robinson's going to drive. He gets fouled. He doesn't make the basket, but he gets fouled. That looks like it's going to go against Borgman. I stand corrected. That's against Tino Conigliaro. That's his first. Four team fouls to the Blackshirt six. And the first free throw by Robinson to miss. Robinson looking to get his first points. So Teddy Oak will come in for Karinko. 3:03 is your time remaining in the first half. Blackshirts leading 22-17. Thanks to a beautiful trade by Tommy Karinko. Second free throw for Robinson finds its way in after hitting the rim and bouncing off the backboard. So 1 point for Daniel Robinson and a 6-point lead for the Blackshirts with 2:59 remaining. First half. Tight coverage from Cook against Conigliaro. Gets it over. To Hoffman, Aldi driving, Aldi with a beautiful reverse, and a foul on Robinson. I don't know if he would have made it. That's Robinson's first foul of the game. But you can't blame Aldi for driving. Know how well he shoots from the free throw line. Perfect tonight so well, so far. 4 for 4, 12 points. First free throw, yes.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. U.S. warplanes shot down another something small. They're not saying it was a balloon or whatever. No people in it. Debris fell onto frozen waters and land in Alaska.
I will give credit to our pilots that they're very capable in terms of looking at an object, assessing whether or not this had the potential to be manned at that altitude, something that small, Very, very unlikely that it was manned.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder. FBI agents found an additional classified document as they searched former President Pence's Indiana home. A U.S. response team is in Turkey, where more than 23,000 are dead after an earthquake there and in Syria. The president welcoming Brazil's President Lula da Silva to the White House.
I affirm the United States' unwavering support for Brazil's democracy.
The leaders talked about Ukraine, migration, stopping tree cutting in the rainforest. Mr. Biden will visit Poland later this month to mark a year since Russia invaded Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants to increase spending for the Department of Veterans Affairs by $24 million. $9 million would go toward new programs for veterans. Almost $8 million would be used to hire new nurses or give current nurses at the state's veterans' homes raises. The governor unveils his full budget proposal next week. Former Packers star quarterback Brett Favre is suing two sports commentators and Mississippi's state auditor for defamation. The lawsuits accuse Pat McAfee, Shannon Sharp, and Shad White of lying about Favre in the media. Favre has long denied he knew he was part of a plan to divert welfare money to build new sports facilities at his alma mater. In sports, the Bucks beat the Lakers last night. Earlier yesterday, Milwaukee got former Marquette star Jay Crowder in a four-team trade. Milwaukee sent point guard George Hill to Indianapolis. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003, 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Guarded closely by Borgman. Over to Cook, but the pass gets knocked away by Borgman, so it will remain Blackshirt ball, as the referee indicates with the signature hand slap. So Morozo inbound in front of the scorer's table. Inbound to Cook in the Blackshirt's own backcourt. 21 seconds remaining and counting. Cook still has the ball. I think he's going to go for the last shot here. Down to 13. Guarded by Canigliaro. Cook starts his move to the basket, going to the middle, kicks it over to Robinson, back to Cook, 6 seconds, Cook spins, fadeaway shot, that's off, and it's no good, and a long shot by Borgman, it's good! A bank shot from Philip Borgman, gives the Raccoons a lead at halftime. What a shot by Borgman. So the Raccoons run to the locker room triumphant. But I got to say, Connor, it's a well-played first half by the Black Shirts. Actually, excuse me, that's a three-pointer. 27-24 is the lead. So a big psychological boost for the Raccoons. As we enjoy the marching band for Oconomowoc. Well, I'll tell you what, while the band entertains the fans here, Calvin, let's go to a break here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. Black Shirts trailing half 27-24. We'll be back.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You know him as the nose tackle for the Green and Gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Back at Gale Douglas Fieldhouse at Oconomowoc High School, where the Blackshirts trail the Raccoons 27-24. And before the marching band begins, we'll give you some of the halftime stats for the Blackshirts. Tyron Cook has 11 points on 3 trays. Zach Tadioka has 3. Daniel Robinson has, he's got 3. No, 2. Ethan Check has 3. And Tommy Karinko has 3. So, for Oconomowoc, August Audley, the 6'2 senior, leads all scorers, both sides, 8. With 19 points in the first half for August Audley. Jackson Boyd only has 2. Logan Aaron has 1. And Philip Borgman has 3 on a last-second desperation shot from his own free-throw line. A banker. To put the record, and that is the difference in today's game, tonight's game, a well-played first half. So, Connor's now at concessions to get us some nourishment during halftime here. 5 minutes before both teams come out. So, while the band's playing, we'll take another break. Calvin, you're listening to the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network here on Walk Radio 101.1 540 AM. 101 FM, The Shaw, Calvin.
not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, welcome back to Gale Douglas Fieldhouse. And the second half has already begun. They wasted no time getting started. Blackshirts have the ball now, shooting on our side of the court. near the entrance. Oh, Check gets away with a jump ball. Great defense, and he puts it in. I have to say, we got a break on that. Black Shirts cut the lead now, 27-26. Canigliaro bringing it up, covered heavily by Cook. But now Arndt has it, covered by Check. Arndt, a beautiful pass, but knocked away by Cook. Canigliaro tries to save it in, but Check steals it. Check on the drive. Check going in, blocked beautifully by Voigt. And it ends up in Canigliaro's hands. Here come O'Connor in transition. Voigt into the corner. Oh, Lerman missed everything, but look who's there for the rebound. August Audley. 21 for him. It's back to a three-point lead. 17:04 is your time remaining early in the second half. Cook driving. Cook, oh, into the corner to Kringle. Kringle for three. In and out. Rebounded by Audley. Audley now in transition. Going off to the right wing now. Pulls it off. Gives it to Canigliaro. Canigliaro and Arndt. Arndt driving. Pulls up against Check. Yes. Great defense by Check, but a beautiful shot by Arndt. 3 points for Arndt. That deuce, and then one free throw in the first half. Cook has the ball. It's now a 5-point O'Connor lead. Cook pulls up. No good. Cook gets his own rebound. Gives it back out to Robinson. Robinson now in the left backcourt. Robinson's going to drive into the corner to Burroughs. Burroughs for three. That's way off. Air ball. Rebounded beautifully by Voigt. Voigt gives it to Arndt. 16:09, your time remaining. Arndt into the wing there. Now they give it to Audley. Audley turn around. No! A rare miss for Audley. Check with the rebound. Check driving in on Lerman. Gives the Cook. Cook to Burroughs in the corner. Burroughs back to Cook. Check driving on Check. A beautiful drive. Oh, in and out for Check. Someone's got to knock the lid off that bucket for South. Robinson with a beautiful drive. The layup and the foul. Yes, for Daniel Robinson. A very important bucket. Josh Lumen gets the call. That's his second. That's 6 points now for Robinson. 31-28. Robinson looking to make it a two-point game with 15:38 remaining. Robinson, yes! 7 points for Robbie. Inbounded to Tino Canigliaro. Good job by the broadcaster here. The announcer giving out the nicknames for the players. So here's Voigt with the ball. Into Arndt. Arndt guard by Check. Arndt driving, spinning. Fall away jumper off the rim. Rebounded by Cook. Cook all the way to Robinson. Robinson's going to drive on Gus Audley. Robinson nowhere to go and a foul against Lorman. That's three on him now. So I imagine Coach Benish will go to the bench. Don't see any activity yet. Morose will inbound underneath the black shirt basket. Oh, lofted up Cook, but it's knocked away by Voigt beautifully. And Lorman has it. Lorman misses the open bunny. Voigt can't get the, he gets the rebound, but he gets fouled going for it. That could be Daniel Robinson with his second. No, Morose gets the call.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn, the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration.
A message from the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies tonight with a low of 17. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 21.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
They call another foul, though. They call that a foul. It's going to go against Robinson, it looks like. That's his second. But with that last series of events, Connors, the Blackshirts have the lead back. 34-33 as the student section for the Blackshirts are on their feet. Audley at the line. First one for Audley. Yes. Off the rim and the backboard and finds its way in. So we're tied at 34. Hoffman's going to come in. And Boardman giving Lohrman an arm to break. 13:54 is your time remaining in the second half. We are tied. Audley looking to change that with this free throw in. Yes, from Audley. Bounced off the rim twice. Found its way in. Full court press. Gives it to Cook for Murrows. 35-34. Raccoons. Cook driving. Heavy coverage from Canigliaro. Robinson. So Caringo back to Robinson. Robinson's got a hole in the zone. He dribbles in. Yes, from Daniel Robinson. Boy, has he gotten hot lately. 11 points for Robinson now. Blackshirts in the lead. 36-35. Audley's got it. Heavy coverage. Gives it to... off the bench, in and out from Borgman, and he gets fouled. No, they call jump ball there. Interesting. So Raccoons will get the possession on that. It was either a foul or a travel, or I guess the third option was a... But yeah, Philip Borgman with the long three, in and out. Borgman will inbound it for the Raccoons. Gets it all the way to Audley, guarded by Robinson. Oh! Stolen by Morose. He tried passing it. Morose driving. Morose gets fouled by Borgman. That's his first, I believe. That's his first. Three team fouls both sides. 13-17 is your time remaining. Blackshirts leading 36-35. Here's Charlie Morose at the line. First one from Charlie. Off the back of the rim. He was kind of impatient with that free throw, I thought, Connor.
Yeah, he really has to take some time to calm down and focus on getting this one, because it's really important here.
Boy, he had a great steal on that, too. Second free throw from Morose, looking to get his first points. And that one's going to go off. Rebounded. Oh, trouble with it, but...
Well, he hasn't been much. He hasn't been at the stripe much this season anyway, so...
Two misses for Morose. Caniglio guarded by Cook. Top of the key. Off to the wing to Boardman. Boardman in the corner. Beautiful dish to Boyd for the easy layup. That was a great pass. I couldn't get the number on that guy in the corner here. 6 points for us, so it's 37-36. Oh, Robinson misses the layup. Good defense there. So, Konomak, beautiful pass in. Hoffman can't get it to fall, but Voigt gets called as over the back. That's going to be two on Voigt with 12:29 remaining. Owls up 37-36. Arndt's going to come back in, giving Voigt a rest. A strategic move there. Good move by Benish. Tadioka's going to come in for Karinko. Raccoons showing their full court press. Robinson's got it on the pass. No problem getting it across. Arndt covering him still. Robinson over to check into the corner. Morose for three. Yes, Charlie Morose. It's now a 2-point Blackshirt lead, 39-37, 12-12 remaining. Borgman's dribbling it up. Guarded by Morose. He's going to go all the way in. Fake shot. Yes, by Borgman. 5 points for Borgman. A great move. Tying the game up with 12 minutes remaining. Here comes Cook. Cook pulls up, left-handed, one-hander, misses, gets his own rebound, and he gets fouled. No basket. Made a beautiful shot there. I think they got Canigliaro on that. Yep, Tino Canigliaro. That's his second. So Canigliaro has no points, but he's been a factor for the Raccoons in just about every aspect of the game. Great defense on Cook for the most part. Morose has it from Tadioka. Check now in the corner. Check. Back to Robinson. Robinson driving. He's got room. Follow away jumper off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Art, who sailed in for that one. Art dribbling it up now. Guarded by Tadioka. Crossing the line in the right backcourt. Over to Hoffman. Or Mayfield, excuse me. Back to Borgman. Back to Hoffman. Hoffman's going to drive. Pulls up. And a charging call against Alec Mayfield. He was driving in. So Blackshirt's going to break there. Close call. Could have went either way. I would have called it a block against Robinson. So checks moving it in. Heavy coverage now from Hoffman. Robinson now on the right wing. Goes around a Cook pick. Whoops. Gives it back to Cook. Cook's going to drive. Cook gets fouled. That's going to be three on Canigliaro, unless they called it on Borgman. That's Tino Canigliaro. That's his third. So Coach Benish will have to take Canigliaro out. That's a big move. Bishevsky comes back in. Watching his play in the first half, looks very capable at filling the shoes for the sophomore Canigliaro, who plays like a senior. First free throw. It is a shooting foul for Cook. And that one, yes, a little bit of a pinball, but it found its way in. Second free throw from Cook. Yes! All met for Tyron Cook. And the Blackshirts are back up by 2, 11:05. Your time remaining. Art dribbling up slowly. Robinson there to meet him at half court. Art gives it to Borgman. Borgman into the corner. And that's a Hoffman. Throws all the way to Art. Art driving in. Art with a beautiful block by Tyron Cook. Wow, that was all ball. Cook, beautiful drive. And they're calling traveling on Cook, I think. Is it traveling or an offensive? Great spin move by Cook. But the refs did not like the footwork, so tough break. Morose pressuring the inbound to Mayfield. I'm guessing it's a travel because they didn't announce a foul. Borgman has on Tadioka. Into the corner, a long three. Hoffman misses everything, and Cook's there for the rebound. Cook, a long pass to Tadioka. Tadioka back to check. Great recovery by the Raccoons. Robinson's got the ball now, covered by Art. He's going to drive in. Nope, kicks it back to Morose. Morose for three. Oh, off the back of the rim, and rebounded by Art, uncontested. Art dribbles up slowly for the Raccoons, trailing the Blackshirts. 41-39, 10:04, your time remaining in the second half. Art on Robinson with a beautiful steal on the dribble. Robinson drives. He gets fouled. Can't make the basket. But he's definitely fouled by Borgman. That's two on Borgman. So Jackson Voight will come in. Mischewski will go out, and a timeout is called. And we'll take one, too, as the Blackshirts take the lead back, 41-39, 9:58 remaining in the...
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio. It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News.